Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Saturday, April 25th, 2020. America needs to get back to work. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but it needs to happen soon. We need to do so safely, but we need to work. Rural communities and urban communities have different needs and should have different timelines. I know many people who have lost their jobs and household incomes that have been cut in half or worse. I know small businesses that have been crushed. Oil prices have plummeted. That's the second half of a 1-2 punch combo that will devastate my home state of Oklahoma. I know construction workers, contractors, and store owners who have been devastated by this. Higher education is no picnic either, with decreasing enrollments and uncertainties. Faculty and staff have been furloughed at many institutions. There is a distinct psychology of unemployment, depression, crisis of identity, feelings of not having value. That's why suicide rates will rise with a sustained economic downturn. There are people on your social media who aren't talking. People who suddenly went silent and aren't saying that we should sit around and watch Netflix and enjoy this. They are the ones who lost their jobs. They are the ones who lost their businesses. They are the ones who are about to tell their staff that they can't make a payroll and can't get a loan in time. They are the ones who lost their health insurance when they lost their jobs and thus lost access to their crucial medications. They are the ones ashamed to tell their friends what is happening to them. Where does the government get its money? From us, creating, innovating, and building things of value. We need to get back to work. Pray for the healthcare professionals and COVID patients. Pray for their families. Pray for everyone touched by this devastating disease. But say prayers for the American working man and working woman too, for they've also been touched by this. Pray for the men and women who want to earn a living to support their families. Watching a business die is heart-wrenching. Real people's dreams die. Real people have to tell other people that they know that they're being let go. To paraphrase Jack Welch, anyone who lets another person go should feel terrible about it, and if they don't, they're a terrible person. Real people have to go back to their families and explain that they don't have a job. And right now, they have to explain that they won't get a new one for a very long time. It's okay to be angry. We are not collateral damage. We are American citizens, and we need to get back to work. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.